Getting a good night's sleep is hard for a lot of people, but imagine trying to drift off when you know that you're likely to have terrifying nighttime hallucinations. That's the world Rodney Asher explores in a documentary film called The Nightmare. It's about a condition called sleep paralysis. People who have this condition can't move, speak, or react when they're falling asleep or waking up. And some of them even have visions of demonic shadow men that hover over them in bed. Doug Gordon talked with Asher about this unsettling experience.
Rodney, why did you want to make a documentary about sleep paralysis?
Well, I mean, it's a subject I've been interested in ever since it happened to me. Coming from my last film, Room 237, which was, a documentary about a horror movie, it seemed like sort of an interesting progression to make a documentary that in some ways was a horror movie and to bring to life these experiences for people that are akin to horror movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned you've had your own personal experience with sleep paralysis. Can you tell me about it?
Mine was, I don't know, what I would almost call a classic sleep paralysis experience. I woke up in the middle of the night. I wasn't able to move. I didn't understand why, and I was scared. I might have started to panic. And I wanted to call out for help. I lived in a house with a few roommates, and I couldn't make a sound. I sensed that there was something outside of the house, kind of outside of the window, looking in at me. And after a minute, it was in the room, and it was one of these, they call them shadow people. Looked like a very cleanly described silhouette of a person, of a man, who kind of looked at me and just walked very, very slowly towards me and leaned right over my face. I kind of associated the paralysis with this presence, almost as if it had a superpower to keep me immobilized. I tried to move and I tried to scream, and I think it almost felt like, time stopped. I just struggled for a few minutes. I kind of lost track of time, and then somehow I was able to peel myself up. It was literally like peeling something out of a glue trap. And at that point, it was gone and the sun was coming up, and I just had to sort of pace around and get control of my senses. And at the time, I was certain this was a supernatural experience. Shadow people are some of the more common visions that people see when they experience this stuff. And for my own part, it was, just a very clean, neat silhouette of a person, of a man. No hair, no clothing, kind of a generic silhouette.
Sometimes don't they have red eyes? And then one of the people in your film described shadow men that looked like they were made out of TV static.
And their skin was like television static. It had, like an old TV when you're not getting a good signal. It had that same kind of texture, that kind of
I saw that as one of the interesting outliers, as sort of what I thought was a unique angle of it, although it connected in sort of a surprising way to a recurrent theme of consumer electronics, people having experiences that involve phones or televisions.
I got up talking to him like, hello, hello, and then finally, I walked out into the living room. Just as I got out in the living room, it became, the connection cleared up, and the person on the other end was just like this very pleasant man. He was like, hello, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
What kind of favor?
Let me in.
I freaked out, I was like, there's a demon on the other end of my phone. I want nothing to do with this. So I threw my phone across the room and it broke into pieces. And then everything around me just like went into complete chaos. It was like, almost like an earthquake hit. It's like everything was shaking and dark. My whole body started vibrating, felt like something was trying to like rip me out of myself, kind of like pull my soul out.
After a Q&A that we did at a festival, we always do a show of hands of how many people in the audience have experienced something similar, and it is a surprisingly large number. There was one woman who spoke really dramatically and very emotionally about the ghost of a boyfriend coming out of a TV screen. So it isn't just Poltergeist, The Ring, or in Videodrome.
Yeah, and then there was another really interesting story. One of the women in your film talked about the shadow man eventually being replaced by the spirit of her dead mother.
Yeah, that was a surprise for me, one that I hadn't heard much.
This presence came around, and it came behind me. I was like this. It came behind me, and it hugged me. And I heard the mattress depress also. I heard that depress, like someone went in the bed. And I felt it was my mother. And I heard her voice, and she says, honey, I'm here. I'm here. And it felt so different from that past presence because, you know, this was my mother. It didn't feel evil. It felt warm, and I was happy. And I would talk to her. It's like through my mind, I said, oh, mommy, it's you. Oh, my God. And she's hugging me tight, saying, I'm here. I'm here. And that was just a matter of seconds, also, and then she was gone.
I couldn't help noticing that you didn't include any scientists or doctors or sleep researchers in your film. Why not?
For me, what I find most interesting in this stuff is eyewitness accounts, first-person testimony. You know, I'm much more interested in spending the time that we have talking about people's search for answers than showing a diagram of brain functions or REM states and doing a mediocre job at plumbing the science.
Do we know what causes it?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of science about what's going on in your brain or in your body during these experiences. It seems like it's often linked to being stressed out, having irregular sleep habits. I think it happens more often if you're sleeping on your back rather than sleeping on your side. But trying to get at why people see sometimes similar things, really frightening things, and what they mean. I mean, for me, that's a place where those sorts of questions, I don't know, often the answers seem to be outside of science.
All of the stories were compelling, but I really found Connie Yom's story especially intriguing. Her sleep paralysis experience really had a dramatic impact on her life, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it changed her life. The short version of it is she found religion. She prayed it away.
Then you hear like this sound. It's like, it feels like somebody's screaming right in your ear. Like they're right here and they're screaming. And then I just said, I remember this guy, his name is Jesus, and I'm gonna use his name right now. And I'm gonna say just in Jesus' name, you know, you get out, or I said something to that effect.
Jesus' name.
And I suddenly sensed that the demons or the thing that was happening to me, that evil presence, just left, gone. And it was amazing. It was like a feeling of victory.
And they never came back?
They never came back. I wasn't even a Christian then. I actually abhorred religion. Anyways, I learned very late in my life that the name of Jesus has power, and that's how I became a Christian.
Do not believe in the Wikipedia definition of sleep paralysis?
No. That would be sort of like the, I guess the worldly term, like what people would deem as something that's a physiological response, that it's like a natural thing that happens with the body, but I don't think that's true. I do think that it's something to do with the spiritual realm. And it's closely tied with possibly demonic activity.
Also, if you did include some science content, it would have undercut one of the biggest questions, and perhaps even the biggest question that your film raises, which is there something supernatural behind sleep paralysis, or is this just the way our brains work?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to sort of present that dichotomy and let people fight it out. Certainly, that's kind of the big question, you know, that our character at the end of the film is struggling with.
And right behind it, you know, almost like it's like everything's cellophane wrapped or something. And for half a second, that like wrapper's gone. And I could see or perceive something a little bit more real, or whatever real is. And then it's gone. But I can see it for that half a second. And so, like, no matter what fear or pain comes along with it, I always get this experience where, even if it's in my head, it's made something interesting. It's something that I can pull from that makes my life almost kind of worth it, you know, which is, you know, for a long time, something I don't feel like I've ever had. And it's gonna probably just keep getting worse. And I truly believe that one day it will be the reason why, like, one day I don't wake up. And one day I'm just, you know, I don't breathe, I can't control the breathing, and it's done.
Rodney Asher is the director of the documentary, The Nightmare. He talked with Doug Gordon.